That's a very interesting thing about living with Matt, is that you get the message at 1:30 in the morning when you finally close your eyes.
You up?
I've got no idea.
No, it's...
I want chocolate. Is your back door open? Have you got any chocolate?
Hang on, is this a metaphor?
No.
You up? I want you chocolate. Want is chocolate? Your back door open?
I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario. Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck!
Hi.
God, I love... What's this? What's going on here?
Well, because Aiden's so generous and
I'm annoyed I'm sitting on the angle.
Caring.
Ellie.
Aiden wants to wish you a Merry Easter.
Caramel Crunch. Fucking hell.
For me?
Merry Easter.
Oh, thank you.
Birthday.
Thank you, Aiden.
Thanks, Aiden.
No worries, guys. Because, you know, we got to look after our elderly, you know?
All right. Fuck. Is that your crack at a joke, Sienna?
Shut up.
You trying to have a joke on the podcast?
Let's hope it's a
trying.
Warm-up.
I love chocolate. Do you do anything for Easter, Ben? I don't like this angle at all. I'm need to turn towards you guys and everyone could just see my tartars on the side. Yeah.
Not really. No? I usually just come into some chocolate at some point.
Come into some, like, cash.
Yeah.
Like a family member
It'll
died.
Just happen upon me.
I miss, like, Easter egg hunts and
I
stuff like
they
that.
I were a thing. Then I was at work the other day and I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I'm going to get drunk. Like, right on. You can do an Easter egg hunt? I was like, oh, fuck. Maybe I do that. But everything was shut, so I couldn't buy chocolate.
So what, are you going to like get drunk, set up the eggs, and then wake up the next morning sober and forget where you put them?
No, I'd get drunk, set up the eggs, get more drunk.
Okay. Yeah. Go looking for them.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just get a head injury in the backyard, probably.
Everyone's talking about stuff that they're doing. Like, people are like, what are you doing for Easter? I'm like, people do stuff for Easter, and everyone's like, I'm going to see my family. You're like, I'm going to Geordie's place tomorrow, and then we're going to our place the next day. And I'm like, am I depressed? I was just going to sit at home and play Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, but your family lives, like, too far away.
My family doesn't live far enough away for me to justify not seeing them as much as I don't.
You also forgot your mother's birthday yesterday,
that's
so...
That's true.
Why would you even bother?
That's true, I did do that.
Fuck's sake.
I mean, I remembered it by 5 p.m.
Okay, so you remembered
after,
it on the day.
After Rob messaged you.
Yeah.
Bastard.
I know. It's not good.
Edit that out. Maybe a 1 second silence.
Smooth transition.
I was... I missed getting chocolate as a kid. We were talking about this at the park the other day. We said... I know, that's a weird way to start the... But it's true. We were at a park. And we did a
We went to play at the park. And Mum went and got coffee. And we were running around. And I was doing a really good job on the monkey bars. Sienna was like, are you going to have chocolate for your Easter?
We were talking about when we stopped, like, playing with toys.
Yeah.
Like, what age it was that you gave up on toys. And Yeah. When did you stop? Do you have any... Because mine was when I started, like, making them fuck each other.
Making them.
Well, you'd set up, like, little scenes.
Do it.
Yeah, well, you imagine Ben's mum coming around the corner and he's got the biggest beanie baby he owns.
Let me stop you right there. Ben didn't get beanie babies. I guarantee it was like Beanie Bobs or like some off-brand.
Like, Beanie Bobs from Aldi.
They were filled with rice instead
from the $2 shop.
Baked beanie babies.
Yeah.
Just a plastic bag filled with
the red beanie
Stop
baby.
Stop popping it. The sauce goes everywhere when you pop it.
The big beanie baby will be on the bedhead, and then all the beanie babies will be lined up in a row.
I'm going to stop you right there before you do this joke.
And Ben would prop all their arms up.
No. This is Beanie Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have scribbled on a little mustache with a texter.
I don't like the insinuation that Ben is a Nazi.
Don't
but
you?
I don't not
it
like
came
it.
From that one joke that Beck made, and now it's just that I actually like Nazi stuff. Not that I happen to have a dog that is bred initially in Germany way back when and drive a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
And have a shaved head.
Now it's just like when he was a kid, all of his micro machines had swastikas on them.
Yeah, I remember like setting up my Beanie Babies with like intricate backstories. And
you
like,
had Beanie Babies. You actually had them.
Yeah, I had Beanie Babies. I think I called them.
They were Beanie Kids.
I might have called them Beanie Kids or Beanie Bears. Beanie Bears is what I called them.
Beanie Kids was the tag.
I know that's what the actual thing was, but.
Oh, really? I didn't
you
know.
Once they start fucking each other, I think you got to call them Beanie Bears, not Beanie Kids.
Did the little balls inside start making the shh, shh, shh when you started humping them on one another?
It was hard to hear over the.
Christ. Tinnitus from wanking so loud.
I remember my, maybe I shouldn't be specific about this, but a family member of mine.
That bridge.
Family member of mine had like a Mickey Mouse doll.
Like a plushie?
It was like, it was half plushie, half, like the head was plastic, like solid Mickey, whatever in the hands, I think as well. But the body was plushie. And he had it to a point where like, it was almost like an intervention we had to have to be like, you've got to get rid of the Mickey because you're like, you have pubes and you're masturbating and.
You could just say it was your mum.
And I begged her to shave her pubes. It was, yeah, it was whack. It was
stuck in your teeth.
That's a joke I would make. That's so crass.
Cut it out. That's,
no, I'm
that's
keeping it in. I don't like I'm letting it. Everyone know who you are.
You fucking Nazi.
So he had to, we had to like be like, stop with the Mickey thing. And it was like the same Mickey had since he was like six, 5 or 6.
Wait, was he just do it in the open? We have to look, we know... You're fucking the Mickey.
No. Sorry.
Oh, we know.
I might have combined the two stories. He wasn't fucking the Mickey.
Why has he got pubes and shit all over it? What do you mean?
No. He has pubes. He masturbates. Oh. He's too old to be sleeping with the toy he had when he was 5 years old.
Yeah, the Beanie Babies thing with you, I conflated with that. He just shouldn't be having little baby toys anymore.
No, he just shouldn't be sleeping with the Mickey. Right. And he would have it. And it was a thing that would like... I don't know. It's because when he was a kid, he would hold it and he would suck his thumb. He just sort of got into that position. So I think he ended up keep sucking his thumb till he was like too old to be doing that. And it was the Mickey that was making him. And he'd had braces, so his teeth got all fixed up and nice. And now he was like sucking his thumb so much, his teeth were starting to change shape. It was like, come on, put the Mickey doll down,
or just cut the thumb off. Bad parenting.
Honestly, I think if we'd given him the option, he might have chopped his thumb off. Can you relax, Ellie? We're all here. We're all having a good time talking about masturbating into Beanie Babies.
Eleanor.
What kind of kids did you have? What kind of toys did you... Because I can't picture you. I picture you in the backyard with like... You know, when they're like, we had a stick and the stick could be anything. That's what I
It was always a sword or a gun though. Or just a thing to hit your brother. we're a big trampoline family.
Yeah.
That's not a toy. That's an activity.
You didn't have any toys?
We had toys. Mostly toy cars, I think. There was a lot of toy cars.
Hot Wheels.
Speedway.
Matchbox cars, yes.
Is it Leading Away?
Hot Wheels Leading the Way.
I thought it was Speeding Away.
Speeding Away?
Well, all these years
I've said it. It makes more sense, Speeding Away. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Hot Wheels Leading the Way. Hot Wheels.
I didn't know there was a Hot Wheels catchphrase.
No, because that's the difference. The boy and girl toy commercials. It's like rock and roll, you're gonna shoot stuff and break in pieces and there's cool shit and lava. And
Bobby,
friendship surprise.
You
everyone's
can be anything.
Here. Sparkly noises. You can change your shoes.
My little pony, my little pony.
That was
shoes not included.
Yeah.
May as well have been that. Batteries not included.
This product can cause cancer and give you AIDS. If you eat the product, you will die.
I like the ads for the Superman costumes. It's like, please do not jump off the roof. You cannot fly.
I never saw ads for Superman. A costume.
Convince my brother to jump off the bar.
By the way, you need to let me know if there's any like weird audio, like crackling and shit like that.
Sounds great.
Ellie bumped a cable before and it went. And I was like, well, that's just cute.
You sound luscious.
My little. Are you finding this song, Ben?
No, I'm fine on Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What is the thing? Break me off a piece of that Hot Wheels car. Hot Wheels slogan.
What was your favorite toy as a kid? You're like, if anyone fucking touches this toy.
Well, I did have a Beanie Bear that was a little one. Because they made like smaller ones. Or as my mum called them, I'll cut that out. It had my name on it, Matt. So it was Little Matt. I used to call him Little Matt.
Little Matt.
And I was like, if anyone fucking looks at Little Matt.
Hot Wheels leading the way.
Are you joking? Fuck. That's so goddamn embarrassing.
It is a lie.
Yeah, I liked Little Matt. If anyone even smelt Little Matt, or like my mum always wanted to wash Little Matt, and I'm like, are you gonna drown him?
Yeah.
You're gonna drown Little Matt? That's not safe. I'm like, don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. And she had to like bathe him, but like keep his head above the water.
Fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That's what I did, Ben. While you were whacking your brothers with sticks, I was playing with Little Matt and getting whacked by my brothers with sticks. So, yeah.
You know, they were tied to the washing line.
I'll protect you.
Yeah, I can't believe they never messed with Little Matt. That would have been such an it's such an easy move from them.
To be fair, your brother sounds stupid.
And they abide by the Geneva Convention.
And wait, he would know.
Is that
as
hostages
well.
Or is that bio? There's a bio wolf. Okay, yeah.
Because Mickey, little Mickey's in the bed.
Oh yeah,
completely
true.
Unattended. It's a very large vulnerability there.
Let me tell you how my dynamic with my brothers.
Wait, you had a toy and you just named it after yourself.
Yeah.
You're a sociopath.
Yeah, I know.
Just a small version of you.
Well, it didn't say sociopath. You say narcissist. At least it implies that I'm not unwell.
You can be both.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's done that.
It had my name on it. I wasn't. It had Matt on its chest.
I had a horse, like a horse toy that was named Sienna, and my mum bought it for me. She's like, "It's got your name, so you must own it."
That makes sense, though.
It had my name on it. What am I going to call it? Bill, when it's got its name on its chest.
So your name, so that people know whose friend it is. So if it gets lost in the park, it'll be like, oh, this is Matt's with one T. How many of those can there be?
I forgot what I was going to say. Because you've
it was going to be good. It was definitely going to be good, though. Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? If he fucked with my little Matt.
To clarify, we're talking about the.
If he messed with my toy, there's no way I would have touched his toy.
Yeah, but it's such a risk. He doesn't want to.
Because he'll kill me. Like, I can, like, hit him.
But he doesn't know. It's not worth him banking on. The most precious thing in the world to him.
Mm.
He's not going to run that gauntlet.
True. He used to choke me, like, put me in a choker hold, and, like, wouldn't stop when I tapped out. And that's a psychopath. You always stop when I tap. Like, I tap and you're done.
You gotta stop.
You're like,
Geneva Convention.
I respect the rules.
Yeah.
Ellie! Stop it. But no, he just kept going.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping this guy.
What is he getting out of that? You gotta wonder.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did you fuck around with your brothers in that way?
No. Not like that.
No, that's, he was a mental case.
It was all amicable contests with us.
Yeah, fuck it. He was on with the Mickey. Piece of shit.
Now I broke my nose.
Huh?
Now I broke my nose.
I'm not shocked, to be honest. Yeah. Do you know how many times a day I say to her, I can't. Nah.
No, yeah, go on.
I was like, I'm surprised. I'll cut that out.
No, keep it in.
No. But I am surprised no one's hit you.
That's better. Yeah. That'll play.
No, just anyone. Man, woman, I'm surprised no one's fucking knocked you out.
I'm not.
Are you
socially inept? Just around him, I'm really annoying.
The other day, I told her to shut up. Like that's where our dynamic's gotten.
Yeah.
Where I just said shut up.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Are you just a babbler? You were just fucking endlessly talking.
No, because I try to solve his problems, and he's like, "I don't want a solution. I just wanted to tell you that there was a problem."
No.
Go kill yourself.
No. Mm-hmm. I pitch something, and she goes, "Here's an idea." I'm like, it's a great idea, and I start working on it, and then she pitches five or six more ideas, and I'm like, I'm still on the first one, which was better than all your other ideas.
Yeah. You know why? It's because he didn't respond. So I was like, well, he must not have liked that idea. I'll give him another.
Oh, this is.
I was just trying to do it. I wish I could remember
what it was. This is all over again.
Back to the roots.
I wish I could remember what it was.
It was
can
the
you
money.
Bring Mary's thing to bowling? The money?
You told me to leave cash.
I didn't know.
Told me to leave cash on the bench.
Yes. And then I was like, oh, no, yep, I've sorted. And then you just kept pitching more ideas. And I was like, shut up.
Yeah. Because I felt bad. You asked me to do something. I forgot. Didn't want to get hit. So
let's not put that into the universe. Jesus Christ.
No, I just felt bad because I forgot.
Yeah, and you
and
you
I was like, here's all of these solutions, pick one. And you're like, I picked the first one, you stupid dumb idiot.
Yeah, I was like, shut up.
Did he say that?
No, I heard that in my head.
No, did he say that he'd already picked the first one?
I think I think I did say like, yeah.
No, you just said all good.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
it's all good.
But like all good. texted to me, you sounded disappointed.
I could see that as like, all good, I'll sort it out kind of thing.
And she's I was like, no, please.
And in her desperate need for validation, she was like, okay, well, here's four more until you say, great job, you're worth something.
Just like how I live every day with my mum. I just wanted to say good job.
She never will. I did. There was something else the other day. We're talking about G-Stream. By the way, we got to have a conversation about G-Stream after this podcast.
Okay. Well, we can have it
during. Because you're the only two people that actually need to maybe do anything.
Yeah.
Which is like the intro and all that sort of stuff. So let's get on the same page.
For sure.
Was something about
nice little bit of sizzle there.
Say again?
Nice little bit of sizzle there for everyone.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to get going. I just need to like know what you guys can do so I can give you enough time.
Oh, that was the other thing the other day. I was like...
Yeah, he just kept saying, I was like, don't tell me this now.
He goes to me the other day, he's like, oh, we can start... Not that I've not been asking him about G-Stream since September last year.
Can we get married so we can get a divorce?
Shut up.
This is fucking wild.
No, you guys need to get married when you're like 60. Because you already sound like a fucking old married couple. Oh, here's the thing. I know that. I already know that.
Yeah.
I just... Every day she's giving it this.
She's fucking chin wagging all the time.
God damn.
I said to him the other day, I came on stream and I was like, he's like, oh, we can play on G-Stream now. I'm like, oh, now we can. Every time I've asked you, in the meantime, you're like, I'm not interested.
Because I wasn't.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Then I was like,
what do you think that
cool.
G in the name comes from?
Shut
G-Map.
Up.
I am the stream.
And then he's like, you have to remind me to start playing G-Stream. So I messaged him the following day and I was like, what games would you like to play? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it now. I'm like, I wish I was fucking dead.
It's conjecture.
Yeah.
It's conjecture.
And I was
that's not what I said. I said, don't tell me, don't start throwing games at me now. I got to go away and like you said, let's talk about games. And I'm like, that's not how this is going to work.
Yeah. I was like
I'm not going to be able to do it like this.
Let's start planning G-Stream. You're like, let's not.
I need to just be alone.
You should know this by now. There is a certain way that she operates. She's like a small organizational pit bull. You need to have the direction that you want her to go and then send her off in that direction.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason it's working now is because I'm just comfortable saying, shut up.
Yeah. But you know,
and I know it's
forget,
not...
But you need to
know
what you're getting her to do.
It's not... You're doing everything right. I just... need you to like
not
deal with me.
I'm really good.
Such a celebrity prima donna already.
Yeah, I'm like, you're doing everything right. Everything you're doing is correct. I need you to know that I don't want to do it right now.
Yeah, I know.
But when I need you, I need you to be ready.
Yeah, you need to be there. You need to be available all the time. That's a very interesting thing about living with Matt is that you get the message at 1:30 in the morning when you finally close your eyes.
You up?
I've got an idea.
No, it's...
I want chocolate. Is your back door open? Have you got any chocolate?
Hang on, is this a metaphor?
No.
You are. I want
you
chocolate.
Want some
is
chocolate?
Your back door open?
Ben, I can't... I've lost count of how many messages. Are you up? Do you have chocolate? I'm high.
Because I don't keep chocolate in the house.
So he just eats mine.
Yeah. Because if I have chocolate in the house, I'll eat it. But if I have chocolate in your house...
Yeah, then you'll definitely
eat it.
Yeah.
But now they've run out of chocolate.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Last time she gave me like this loose chocolate and I was like, I feel like I've drained you guys quite enough now that you're like giving me old favorites.
I was digging into the bottom of the pantry.
You two are too codependent. This is the problem. You gotta just lock the back door and ignore it.
I actually asked you the other day. I said to him, I was like, do you want me to lock the back door or are you gonna come in 3 hours?
He's never gonna tell you that he wants you to.
He did. He said, lock the door. And then he messaged me and he's like, oh my God, I'm such a dumb cunt.
I wish I hadn't
asked you to lock the door.
Lesson learned.
But every time he comes over, I'm scared he hasn't eaten. So I'm always off. I'm shoving food in his face. Because like he lives by himself.
Like,
I can't monitor if he's eating.
Eat, you're so skinny.
It's kind of it. But like I've always eaten.
I'm always within three hours of eating. Uber Eats.
You need to be worried if he slept. You need to adjust your sphere of concern for this boy.
See, he gets it. Because I don't sleep.
No, you don't. He messaged me. He's like, I'm so fucking tired. I'm like, what time did you go to bed? 6. Are you insane?
That was a weird night.
Are you insane?
Because I was getting on top of my sleep schedule and then I got sick and I was like, what's the fucking point?
Of anything
and I was just sort of sleeping whenever. Like I slept from like 7 till 11 and I was like, great, now I've woken up. And I'd go sit in front of the couch and then go to bed again.
Great, now I've woken up.
Yeah.
The big fear every time you go to sleep is that I'm going to fucking wake up again.
But do you ever like, come awake and you're like, I know I'm awake and I'm not going to get back to sleep now.
Only that's you two life, would yeah. probably come yourself awake, but you know.
Oh, daylight. No, I just, yeah.
Yes. You wake up in a way that you've completed the REM cycle and you are up.
Yeah,
and that's
like,
it.
And it's
that's
11
game over.
PM and I'm
yeah.
like, I fucked up.
Yeah, big
I
time.
I thought I was tired. I was like, you know, I'm going to have an early night, go to bed at 7. And my body wakes me up at 11. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I'm also worried that you're starting to believe in the moon and that means I'm going to have to move out soon.
It was. I did say that to someone the other day.
It was yesterday.
When I was, oh yeah, yeah. No, but it was the person that messaged me when I said, I put that thing on Instagram. And I was like, is anybody else just fucking pissed off and moody at the moment? Like, it's and I made, what?
PMSing.
Well, so, that's what your sister said to me. She said he's PMSing. Fucking hell, you guys are cut from the same mum.
What did you say? What did you, oh, cut.
So,
no end. Yep.
So, yeah. And then it was just like a bunch of people were like had a bunch of reasons for it. And a lot
see,
of
when
them
other people send him a bunch of reasons, no problems. When Sienna sends
I think it was
him
a bunch
of reasons.
Of people with one reason, not a torrent of.
If you look
and
that,
I did say,
I said, look at the index.
I said, if I believe the moon can control my mood, I'm going to throw myself in front of traffic. So I don't believe the moon controlled my mood. I just thought it was a funny coincidence. But the people were so like, full moon! Like they were so happy to tell me that it was a full moon.
I'm waiting for my Saturn to come back to see if I believe in anything.
What's that?
When the Saturn comes back to when you were born, it does a full orbit around our...
25 years, is that it?
What's that going to tell you?
29 years. Apparently it just does a full reset.
Of what?
Of your life.
Well, that's not inaccurate.
Really?
Well, 29, this has been like my, like, I changed everything.
There
I was
you
like,
go.
But I thought it was because I was getting close to 30. I think that's what it is.
When's your, what month's your birthday though?
June.
Well, we're not in June yet. Are you 29 this year? Are you going to turn?
I've turned 29. I was 29 June last year, which
and
is pretty much the month I broke out with Beck.
Fuck. Yeah. So your Saturn came back and was like, hey Matt, do you want to live life? And you're like,
no.
Okay.
I want to move into the granny flat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sienna.
I think the third time you move into the granny flat will be the time you'll flourish.
Mm.
The third, so he's got to go back into the main house and then back again.
Go somewhere else and then
he'll come back to the granny flat when I'm 60.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll both live in here as a couple of grannies.
Fingers crossed this house will be bulldozed by the time you're 60. We've had to get rid of a beehive this week. It's just been anarchy.
The gap in the chimney is getting...
Oh, yeah, our chimney's going to fall over.
Rock
so
on.
They got someone coming to knock it over and then... probably put plywood over the top of the hole.
Smooth like, transition.
Go ahead and cut that. All right, we've all got problems, guys. All right.
Yeah, we do.
Some of us just wear it on our sleeves. Is that the saying?
Spider-Man. Yeah.
You wear your heart on your sleeve. Is the saying.
Yeah. What was that thing you were saying? Sorry, to go back to toys. What was that thing you were saying about the fish, the magnet fish?
We were talking about what our favorite like. Toys or games were to play with, and mine was the magnet fishing game, and the fish would sit in a little circular motorized thing, and their little mouths had magnets on them, and they would like pop in and out of the thing, yeah, to fish them out with the magnets.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Familiar? Yeah.
Pull them off the fridge, chuck them in the thing, and there's one for Jim's mowing, one for the local drink driving solicitor.
Why is that, Ben?
I just thought that's how it was. You know?
Everyone had the local drink driving solicitor on their fridge.
Did anyone have... Oh, actually, you two might be too old for the elephant. Sorry.
Why am I getting dragged into this bullshit?
Colour TV? Yeah, yeah. I've heard about it.
How old are you?
26.
I'm 3 years older than you.
Okay, did
bitch.
You play...
Yeah, we're 3 years older than you. Anyway.
Yep. Did you play with the elephant that... Has the butterflies flying out of its trunk?
No, I was too busy being drafted.
That's good.
Thank you. That's comedy.
Ha ha.
Sorry, say it again because I had the joke cooked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know you
before.
Weren't
I was just waiting for you to stop.
I just remember fucking. That was like, and there was an elephant, and if you look at it, it's like a different color on each side, and you can grab it.
I fucking
and
hate
you
it here.
Take it down, and it's like smiling, and you're like, oh wow, you can give it a name, and everyone had their own, but they all had different names, and you could take it home. But sometimes, if you take it to school, it gets mixed up with someone else's elephant.
Can you actually do an impression of me? Or was that it?
Bullying you is like my favorite pastime.
Yeah, I know.
He was saying the other day, and he's like, I don't actually.
Jump onto the stream for 2 seconds, by the way, to just, if it sounds like I'm a bully, get on the stream the other day where she's grabbing my fucking fat neck and going, oh, did you will you look?
No, I said, imagine if you were a little chubby bulldog. You'd look so cute with your little choppy cheeks. And I was fucking wetting myself. Because he started that slow, like, fade zoom into his face.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. Do you have, like, a favorite? Okay, I'm going to ask you the question again. Did you play with the elephant that spit?
I'm hungover. Do I?
You brought them. I'm aware of what I've done.
The little vacuum cleaner elephant. And it sprays out butterflies out of its trunk, and you got to catch the butterflies. And
I have like literally no idea what you're talking about. That sounds like
just making this shit up.
That sounds magical.
What was your? You guys didn't play with baby borns or anything. You didn't play mums and dads with your brother and sisters. No.
Stepbrother and stepsister.
Yeah.
We had a top loader, so I didn't really.
Shut up. I'll show you a photo.
Today's stream is brought to you by Tui's Extra Dry, 4.3% alcohol.
It's called Elefun.
God, a bit on the nose. I'd love to name. No, I don't recognize it even a little bit.
Neither.
I'll put it up.
Is that a chick from Wicked?
That's Alpha Fun.
No.
That's just a bong.
It does look like a bong.
It's like a motorized.
All these. I'm going to put all these up on the screen.
It's a motorized like vacuum thing. You put the butterflies down its trunk and it sprays them out. Oh, popping popping Pirate Pete, is that what it's called? You put the swords in the pirate, wait till he pops out of the
I've seen that. I think I saw a commercial for that.
It's like a Buckaroo type thing, isn't it?
We had Buckaroo as well. We liked Buckaroo. Mousetrap.
We liked
Buckaroo. Never played Mousetrap.
Family sitting around together. Having a collective opinion on games.
We love
Dad
Buckaroo.
Doesn't really like Buckaroo as much, but he'll sit there and play it with us as a family after dinner. We'll have a crack at Buckaroo together.
We had this one where it was like a square, and you had pushed it down and went clunk, and then it went and you had to put all the little shapes into the holes before it went clunk and like shot them everywhere and scared the shit out of you. We used to play that a lot.
We used to play at Steve's house was this electric thing. It's
a guitar.
No, is that a real word? I don't know. You press a button and it has this like... You just hold the thing and it electrocutes you.
It's a zappy thing.
Yeah, you got it at What's New.
Yeah.
That's like the Truth or Dare game. You put your hand on the buzzer and it's like dun, 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 dun. You got it.
And then it shocks you?
Yeah, it shocks you if you're telling a lie.
I have a memory.
Oh, no.
I was like 10 and it was my brother's 18th and it got out of hand.
Fuck yeah.
Like it was like he was irresponsible and stupid. So mum and my parents are like 50 people max at this thing. I was like, okay. And then it was like a gate crashing thing. People were jumping over the fence. Ended up being about like 250 people. It was like,
Jesus.
Yeah, it got rigged and like we had to call the police and like get people out and was like, were you invited? And my brother didn't want to say people weren't invited because he wanted to get the shit kicked out of him when he got back to school on Monday. So he was just like, I'm not saying anything. And it did. It was just stupid. Anyways, I was like 10 and I'm looking out my bedroom window at these guys playing the dinner, dinner, dinner. And like they're all getting their balls and penises out and putting it on their balls. And I'm just 10 looking through the window like, I probably shouldn't watching. See this. This doesn't feel, this feels like something I'm not allowed to look at. Mm-hmm. Got all my balls. Who is that, my balls? Yeah.
I liked trouble. I'm with the.
Whoa. We got a fucking badass on the podcast.
The like little dice is in that little thing. You pop the dice. You have to press it down and it rolls the dice for you. It's just a like...
Here comes trouble. I do remember that one. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting the impression this is going to take a bit of editing. Just naming board games for like last 10 minutes.
It's a nostalgia podcast.
Okay.
I'm feeling nostalgic.
Yeah.
Speaking of seeing penises, you know what a guy did the other day to me?
Oh, this is
I could have a guess.
I saw his penis.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was. He got his knob out before he got to the urinal.
He's walking through.
Like he
can
was,
I bowl it?
He's walking to the urinal and he fucking undoing his belt and he gets his penis out and then turns into the urinal. Like he was on the move.
But maybe he's busting.
Yeah, but like.
That's what I said, but apparently not. He was taking his time.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he was.
Bit of air.
Busting. Get it ready to go out, then get to the urinal, and then whoosh, like
little tactical.
Don't flop it out on the walk.
What's the...
In a bar?
No, no, it was a shopping centre toilet. Yeah.
What's like... I was talking to Matt yesterday about like the troublesome thing about girls when they have to go to the toilet. If they're wearing a jumpsuit, we have to get like fully naked. What's the thing you guys struggle the most when you're trying to pee? And there's a certain item of clothing that it takes the longest to undo.
I don't... every time I'm wearing like a suit...
Suits are annoying. Short flies.
What?
What?
Ben's got a massive dong.
Short
flies? No, they're just like...
Do you pull it out of the hole? Because I undo everything and flop it over the top.
Okay.
Did you go through the hole? I've never met her through the hole.
I think Geordie also goes through the hole.
No, we were having this conversation yesterday and he was with me with the flopping out.
Geordie actually doesn't even... He sits to pee.
Pisses his pants.
Yeah.
Stands there at the urinal, doesn't even unzip.
Geordie doesn't stand up to pee.
I sit to pee when I'm feeling lazy.
Oh, he does it every time.
I'm not
going to
do it in
a
public toilet.
No.
Undo the belt as well?
Yeah, that's it.
Like as if you were going to shit, but you don't.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why I hate wearing a suit because I got to undo my belt and everything. I can't pull it through the hole. Then it's all like messed up in there.
Don't you need
it? Is annoying.
Just the little bit to come out. Sorry, I'm a female. I don't have one of these.
No, I'd like it comes out, but like then like putting it all back in and resetting, like it all then feels squiff.
You're gonna, there'll be some mushing.
Yeah, but so I like to like undo everything, get it done, and then reset myself. Put my penis in the right place, undies in the right place, shirt, in the right place. Like just get everything.
Welcome home, fella.
Just get everything back where it's supposed to be, and then like you know do up my belt and start fresh. But I feel like I'll if I got a shirt tucked in as well,
I
have to curtain the shirt that's tucked in there.
Curtain the shirt.
Pull the underpants. Like, that's just so much. And also, like, if I'm having a small willy day, like, I've got to, like, get that bad boy out and, like, pull back.
You do measure it in the morning, say, yep, today's not my day.
It's all temperature. It's all temperature-based, I think.
I get small in a urinal because I get nervous.
How was it in the ocean yesterday?
Pretty bloody small.
Yeah?
Pretty bloody small.
Yep.
Yeah. No one was saying that thing. No one was saying that thing. No one sees my penis.
You're getting right up to the urinal.
Except when you get
hips
drunk.
All the way forward.
Yeah, it's running down my body, like running down my legs.
What's the rule? You're not allowed to stand next to the person that's peeing. You have to go one in between. Is that the rule?
Oh, I would never go stand next to someone unless I had to.
Like if it's full?
When I'm like shoulder to shoulder with people,
well,
I can't pee.
There's different things because there's like porcelain urinals where it's like you get your own, you know, little pod, like space pod thing. But sometimes it's just a giant trough.
Oh, really?
It is, yeah.
Ew.
That's what it is at like shows.
You didn't know
and
that?
Stuff.
No.
It's just a giant metal wall with a gutter at like bars and stuff. Yeah, and you just stand there like fucking horses.
If you go
pissing in the water.
If you go to like go to see like a clock show or something, that's what it is.
Are you serious?
I hate going there because then like you'll be here and there's a guy will be here and there's barely a gap and someone like squeezes in and I'm like this with people trying
Your
to pee.
Face.
And I'm like, I can't. I
took my elbow, don't.
When I went to see a Hunchback, I had to go in and I walked out. And the person I was there with, I was like, I didn't pee. I'm going to go back in like 5 minutes because I couldn't get I couldn't start the flow because I'm shoulder to shoulder with people.
That's like, did they not know how loud water is on stainless steel? It'd be the loudest fucking room in that whole building.
So also some people like you pee down and some people just go straight into the wall.
Those people should be shot.
Yeah.
They should have to drink whatever is in the trough. The splashback, the noise, it's just so inconsiderate.
Yeah, and it gets everyone. And yeah. I'm like, your pee is on my shoe.
Yeah.
I remember
or,
Aiden,
God forbid, my hand.
Aiden was telling us a story. He went to the MCG and he's like, the trough was blocked or something. Like the urinals were blocked and then the pee was overflowing and then he was wading through like ankle deep pee or, you know, his toes were touching pee on the floor.
The fun one is the one with the grate where it's like there's the step.
Yeah.
And then usually there's like a gutter that's like, you know, 3-4 inches wide, but then sometimes it's longer and there's just a grate there. So it's like a metal doormat. And so it's just like thin strips of metal and you're just standing hovering over the gutter. It's pretty amazing.
Some people don't know whether to stand on the gutter or to stand back. Or
yeah. So the gutter's on the ground and you just have to, good luck.
You're basically pissing under your own feet.
When you see that, like, wouldn't you just be like, I think it's cubicle time today?
Well, there's usually only like 2 cubicles and a couple of like guys who are in pretty poor nick in there shitting their guts out.
Got tummy bugs.
There's a guy like who's famous at Pride or Mumba or one of those festivals.
Mumba number 5.
What's the festival?
Moomba.
Moomba.
Mumba.
What's that one? Moombi. There's a guy who's famous who wears like a black gimp suit and just like lies in the urinal.
Ew.
And that's, he just fucking loves it. That's his thing.
He just fucking loves it.
And like you could pee next to him and it'll run down to him, or you can just go pee straight on him. Like he's just fucking, he's all about that piss life.
There's a guy on, one of the contestants on Maths has been revealed to be into piss play. And the
how did that come out?
I'm into piss play.
His ex-girlfriend has just said, like, fuck the media, and she's, like, released all this stuff about him.
That's funny.
Because he dumped her to go on the show.
It's none of her fight. That's, like, that's no one's fucking business. He's in a piss play, like, being like, you dumped me, I'm going to tell everybody.
She like, went on a media rampage. She, like...
What a cunt.
Well, he...
Sounds like a good choice to break up with her, then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He showed all the groomsmen on... Maths her naked photos.
Oh, okay. All right, hold
and
on.
Then, a couple of absolute winners then.
I didn't know this before I started.
So
what got her to do it? Or are they just both nutcases?
So he did this on camera?
Media war.
Yeah, they cut it out of the edit, but like all the contestants have, obviously the show's finished and now we're just watching it back.
Right.
All the contestants have come out and said like, oh, you know, this whole storyline was cut out because of what happened last season. One of the girls, her OnlyFans, got shown to all the wives and she like...
I mean, it's OnlyFans. It's out there in the public, isn't it?
Behind a paywall though.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. And one of the girls who just had it in for her just showed all the wives like, ew, this, all of her naked photos. And she's like, that's my fucking OnlyFans. And now everyone knows I'm on OnlyFans.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, if you're going to be on OnlyFans, you kind of got to be prepared for people to know that you're on OnlyFans.
I mean, maybe not if you're doing on national television. Being like you've got an OnlyFans.
I mean, unless you've got like
delete your OnlyFans,
your face or something. But if you're very obviously,
I don't know. She like she was like, I'm going to sue you because it's behind a paywall when you've. You know,
that's true. She
for video piracy.
Yeah,
showing the video is like I think it is like there's some sort of legal thing like you sign up or I don't know
distributing the content without a license.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like I'm sure there's something there, but like the thing like don't tell people I'm on OnlyFans. I'm like that's you're on OnlyFans.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
It's like, don't tell people I have a YouTube channel. I'm like, it's public domain. You're putting your content out there for people to, and people to pay for.
The, like the storyline was, why did you show the wives my naked photos? Like, what was
that's
the purpose?
Fair. Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was like, oh, you know, I just found them. Like they just appeared. And then she's like, so you being a bitch to me for the last 2 months had nothing to do with it. And she's like, no, everyone's just being really mean to me and I don't know why.
What a cunt.
I'm shocked that the people on Maths aren't upstanding moral fucking
great this
people.
Guy this
which
guy,
one's Maths? What does that stand for?
Married at First Sight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The guy that's on there now that's a piece of shit. The
you have to narrow it down.
The piss play guy. he's like said some really, really bad things, but the wife is just like, oh no, he's a good person. He's like said to another husband, like, can you put a muzzle on your wife? And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he showed the ex-girlfriend.
Did he
put a muzzle on it?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's probably didn't. Good. That's probably for the best.
Yeah, for the best, you know.
You know what that storyline.
Yeah. But they, instead of like hammering down to him, being like, that's a piece of shit thing to say, they just turned to the wife and was like, how do you feel about him saying that? And she's like, I didn't fucking say it. He said it. What do you want me to do? I can't stop him from opening his fucking mouth. But the expert's like, don't you want to leave him? Because, you know, he's such a horrible person. She's like, not really.
My biggest fear in life is like being with someone and they're mouthing off to like a big fucking guy. And then he goes, what you fucking control your missus or...
Oh, no. Like,
and then
put a muzzle on your wife.
And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Aren't you going to say something? That's why I'm so... that'd be
what,
my
the
fear.
Girlfriend turn back to
yeah,
you
being
and
like,
say...
He's disrespecting me. I'm like, I mean, you're being a bit of a... No, but like just like having a girlfriend get me into arguments.
Yeah.
I can't tell, like... I tell you one time, I like lost my mind. I didn't lose my mind, but one time Beck leant over and tooted my horn at somebody.
You told that on the podcast.
Okay, yeah. And I got to be honest, that's
or when she
the worst thing anyone's ever done.
If she pointed at you and you said, you ever point that finger at me, I will snap it in half.
Yeah, I don't like being pointed at.
Don't you?
It's good. I'm fucking logging that away.
Did you not know that you said that so many times? He said that to Aiden 2 weeks ago. He's like, don't fucking really point listen. At me.
I probably don't point at you, so I've never had cause to hear it.
It's to me, if someone's like, oh, Matt did like that, that's fine.
I know.
If someone's like, listen,
yeah,
you.
Well, you fucking, yeah, I know I'm exactly like, what you mean.
I just see red.
I'm is like, that what we were doing in your dream the other day when we were having a fight in your dream?
Can we? Here we go. No, no, no. Finally, something that we don't have to edit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I was told her about a dream that I had where we went fucking ape shit at each other.
You and too?
I
don't,
yeah, yeah. Mm. And it was really awful.
Yeah, right.
And full on. We were like,
it all came
we were in like a backyard and people were standing up on a balcony and we were just Coliseum. Like fucking going at
Gladiators.
Each other.
Gladiators. Yeah.
Were we like yelling at each other from across the way or were we like up?
No, we were in each other's faces. And I was like, in your face, which I would never, I would never.
Like being intimidating.
Yeah, like really like, and then you were like arcing up and it was really full on. I may as well have been screaming at a man. It was like we're about to punch on.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. It was
and
a
then
lot.
We fucked.
Anally.
That's nice. The, your dreams you have with her, you're arguing with her and ours were just, we're dating and playing.
Yeah, yeah, that's paddling. True. Yeah, having boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. That's very true.
I had another one of those dreams recently. I wish I woke up and wrote it down.
You should from now on.
It was something like we were just driving somewhere and we're...
Oh, look. It was Coldstone. I haven't had Cold Rock. Cold Rock ice.
Coldstone.
I haven't had...
No, it was Marysville. We were like going to Marysville, which is where my parents got married.
I got bread from there. Do you want to fucking get some bread? It's so fresh. So fresh and warm.
Sausage rolls.
It's
from
never
there are
sexual.
Real.
I'm not
either.
Hungry,
like
but if you want to stop, we can stop.
We never kiss. We never like get cuddle. Like there's never any intimacy. It's
just
I
living
know
life.
That we're dating.
A slice of life of you and Ben.
It's just a little, you know.
We're just having a good time.
Yeah. Just vibe it. Just going to Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a good time at Aldi. No, we're just like, yeah, we're just driving around or playing video games and being like, but when it's not like.
If you go and get a pasta you want tonight, I'll make it. You go and pick out the pasta.
And it's not like.
I'll grab a nice sauce.
It's not how our dynamic is
make the
normally.
Sauce from scratch.
It's just like, just being nice to each other and being like, it's a lovely day, isn't it? You're like, it is gorgeous today.
Let's sit outside today.
Aren't we blessed?
Let's do the podcast outside.
I'm gonna put
darling.
The kettle on. You go and set up the chairs where you want to sit. I'll meet you out there.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Sugar?
Yes. Sugar? Yeah. You talking to me? No, no. Go rest. You've had a long day. I'll take care of this.
Sweet enough already. Oh, you
stop. Maybe that I'll tell you what, Ben. That jacket
is doing something to him.
It's for your eyes. It brings out your eyes. I just think you look so pleasant today.
Still in this bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I ran out of...
Fuck you.
Ben, what do you think about superstitions?
No. Whatever. The Benham.
Do you...
Just paranoia.
Do you bring bananas on a boat?
Fuck.
I don't even know that was one. I don't bring bananas anywhere. Who carries around bananas?
I'd never heard of this one before Sienna brought it up yesterday.
Where does it come from? Someone can just say one. Like, oh, you know, Windex. If you use Windex on a Friday, that's 7 years bad luck.
Where does
and
it come from,
And you just say it, and then it just spreads around, and people are like, oh, Windex? What are you... Better wait till tomorrow for that. Why?
In the 1700s, when they found the shipwrecks, the only thing they found was curved yellow fruit floating above the shipwrecks, and they believe that the bananas may they rest in peace. They believe that the bananas sunk the boat. So yeah,
that's some fucking dumb logic.
Where they go, the only thing that floats is bananas, so it must be them.
Yeah. So and then they were like the cause of
tiny torpedoes.
Different shipwrecks that have happened. They're like there was bananas on that boat. People on like wharfs have signs being like no bananas past this point.
I think that's a different thing because of like fruit flies or something like.
Can't take them into another.
Yeah, a jurisdiction. Like you can't take fruit and stuff across state lines.
My uncle hurled a fucking whole bunch of bananas off the boat when Mum brought them on. Is you fucking insane? Grabbed them by the head and just hurled them into the lake.
Can you tell him from me that he's a fuckwit?
No, my uncle's really scary.
And then I'm picturing the boat sinking and like that's just the bananas floating. They're like, what happened here? And it just zooms in on the banana and goes, da-dum,
and then like the black
the camera.
Yeah.
The black circle comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
The banana will wink. I was saying one of my icks is men in life jackets. They look so fucking stupid.
What was the start of that?
My ick. One of my icks.
Oh, one of your icks.
One
is
of my icks is men in life
jackets.
Oh,
one of my exes is a guy in a life jacket. or something.
Yeah.
We saw two guys standing up on their jet skis yesterday coming through, and they had their music blaring, and but they were wearing a life jacket. So I was like, you look like absolute morons.
I wanted them to drown.
Yeah. Yeah. He was standing on one side of the jet ski, so half of it was out of the water, and I wanted it to fucking capsize so bad.
Also, it's very funny to watch when you're just by like the bay where they pull in, where it's like five knots.
In the marina. It's
supposed to be going five knots, an hour, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know five knots per hour. Yeah.
I didn't know if things were different in the ocean.
No, you're right.
They measure in half hours.
It's a five-knot zone.
Anyways, they go into five knots, and so that you don't create waves. This is going to be a visual gag, everybody. But this was every old man who walked by and saw someone going above five knots. Water's on this side.
Make sure you're in the camera.
They would go.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, right. Shake their head. Yeah.
And then just keep walking.
Disgraceful.
Bloody disgraceful. It was supposed to be five knots. You'd shaking everyone's boats up. Boats are clinking each other on the other side.
Yeah, I know.
They're clinking. They're knocking into each other.
Are you towing the boat out of the water when you finish with it, or are you actually renting a marina
spot? Just burn it, blow it up, get the insurance money.
Yeah.
Buy a new one.
Buy a better one.
Yeah, even better one.
Yep. Just keep upgrading. And then you buy it while it's already in the water.
Smart financial decisions. You get the boat, blow it up, then blow it up for twice what I bought it for.
Are you blowing it up like...
Blow it up for twice what I bought it for.
Yeah.
In the water? Like, you send it out?
Just
TNT.
Crank the thing. Yeah. Off it goes into the distance. And then crash into something. Not my problem.
What have you been up to the last 2 weeks? I feel like I haven't seen you at all.
No, you haven't.
No, I was sick. And then...
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I wasn't sick. I was doing whatever I wanted.
You're just living life?
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun?
No.
No?
I don't have any new guitars. I've been playing Helldivers.
I'm sure you've been playing a lot of Helldivers because you've just been.
I think I got like 25 offline. Hours.
I haven't heard a peep from you.
Well, you were sick. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Guess that's where we're.
What are those conversations going to be? What's going on? Oh, my throat's still really sore. Oh, I haven't slept well because I keep coughing and keeps waking me. I fucking don't want to hear about that.
Just keep playing Helldivers.
Yeah, it's way better. Like
you're saving the world.
Bow, 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 bow. Or like. Yeah, not great.
Guys, I think I'm going to have to cut the stream a bit early tonight. Rough.
Is that all you've been doing is just playing Helldivers?
I mean, I have a job.
Yeah, but like, have you been...
Walk the dog, gym. You know, just life. Just life, man.
What's your weeknight dinners looking like?
Microwaved.
You getting your pump on?
A little bit.
Someone talk about something.
I also had in there...
Been for like 4 hours?
Yeah, it just feels like it's been a long podcast.
Well...
A lot of this end bus stuff might be post-show content.
Well, okay. I had written down golf superstitions as well. I didn't know it was a thing.
I fucking hate golf.
Yeah.
Golf does
I'm
blow
so sick of talking
fat.
To my parents about fucking golf.
But that's, I don't mind the idea of it.
But do they talk about golf or they talk about getting drunk at the golf club?
My mum's like, oh, we're club champion. I'm like, you've been club champion every fucking day for... Every time I call you, you're club champion. How many people play at this fucking golf club? And she was like, oh, I'm getting in the spa because my body's knackered. I'm like, from golf? She's like, yeah.
From
I'm
wine.
Like, from walking. And she's like, well, we got the cart today. So she's not even walking and her body's knackered. She's
so
like,
the exercise is just walking between holes.
Yeah. Not even that. She gets in the cart and drives to the next hole. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's like, we got the cart today. I'm like, why's your body sore? She's like, well, we got Uber now.
Oh,
in Shepparton.
Yeah.
So we can get Uber to the... We go, we sign the book, drink as much as we want and fucking Uber home. It's great. Yeah.
The only thing that's changed is they don't have to worry while they're driving home.
Yeah.
Mm.
Worried that they're going to get pulled over.
Is there three sports you want to abolish for the rest of time? Because golf's definitely one of them.
I don't mind golf. I like golf. I just think every golfer should be killed.
Like, you're allowed to go for a weekend and golf with the boys, but if you do golf for a living, death to you.
No, if you golf on the weekends, like, religiously, if it's, like, your thing. I'm a big golfer.
There like the CEOs at the office. Oh, sorry, Dallin, going to be away for the week going golfing with
the
boys. I just
keep the clubs in the car these days.
Yeah, okay.
They do, my parents do. I think we could probably get rid of Frisbee golf. I really don't like.
The fuck is Frisbee golf?
There's not enough people that do it for it to be
but
a problem.
The people that do it are very, very vocal about
it. When was the last time you met one?
I mean, I know one.
You know one?
Yeah, I know one.
You know one?
Well, I know two. If we're gonna get into the weeds and make me look like an idiot, I do know two people who play frisbee golf.
No stress about doing that.
Is frisbee golf self-explanatory?
It's
exactly
just
what
it's
is.
Golf, but you're using a frisbee.
You're hurling a frisbee,
trying to handle into a thing with chains.
Right.
What sports are there? Football, AFL football
needs to go.
Yeah, bin it.
Is it done?
I don't even watch telly, but I'm sick of the traffic. And just takes up too much fucking media coverage.
Go Pies.
Women's basketball. Women's soccer. That's so stupid. So fucking. I don't even believe
that. You
know,
one
just
sport,
saying it to piss people.
One sport he will fight to the death for is women's volleyball.
Yeah.
That's the one Matt wants to
get.
What I want to know is, where's the men's jelly wrestling?
They're changing the uniforms for the Olympians now because they were too sexualized.
Three-piece suits. Everyone's got a volleyball and three-piece suits now.
Yeah,
that'd be a good idea. Have you seen what they wear in volleyball?
Not much.
It's insane.
Is it?
Yeah, they're always got their bum cheeks are hanging out. I wouldn't. Yeah. And that's like if they wanted, you know, whatever. I just think I would be so uncomfortable with that wedgie I've got while I'm trying to play.
They'd be
and there's
used
no
to it
need
by now.
For it.
No,
well, you're not a volleyballer. You don't know. You don't know what they need.
Yeah, but it's like. I don't know.
A lot of the power for a spike is generated from the bottom half of the ass cheek. It needs to be aerated appropriately.
Aerated.
If basketball players can wear baggy shorts, I'm sure they don't need those.
But they're not playing on sand. You don't want baggy shorts when you're fucking flopping around.
I honestly
around
don't
sand.
Know how it would make a difference. The shorts or the fucking...
You'd need like skins, like tight
whatever.
Shorts to play.
But I just don't
not
think you need to
shit.
Have a wedgie.
No, you don't need... No one needs
but
to have a
wedgie.
But do
you want Olympic volleyball players commenting? I don't think you need three screens for streaming. Three? You're only playing a game on one.
I mean, they can comment whatever they want.
They can.
Yeah.
But they would sound like an idiot because they're not informed on the subject. But whereas me, I watch a lot of women's volleyball.
Listen,
a lot.
You can
so
make,
I'm much more in a position to
you
be able to
You don't have to be informed
on.
To comment on everything. You can make a judgment based on you just having a brain and existing. If someone was like, why do you
we'll
need eight
that.
Screens? I'd be like, yeah, that's kind of... I'd be like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure someone can say, why do you need eight screens? Three screens, they might. I don't know.
But no, you're saying they don't need those shorts. They should wear something else.
I'm not saying they should do anything.
Saying
I'm saying
they need to be more modest?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You're saying that these women...
I'm saying I personally...
These women are never going to find themselves a good husband.
I'm saying I personally would
if
not
anything, they
want to
should,
wear that.
They should be sourcing themselves a responsible man with a good job and having themselves 2.1 children.
There's is there like a talent competition to this whole event?
What do you mean?
Like they play the game and then they have to do a talent. Whatever.
I don't get that.
It
joke.
Was a stretch.
Oh, okay. Well, stretch. They've got
it's like it's a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
They bring new sports in every year. So there's sport climbing, skateboarding, surfing, and breaking, which I assume breaking. Is break dancing, maybe?
In the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm just clicking on
fucking
it now.
Burn this whole planet to the ground.
Are they TikToking?
Oh, come on. You can't tell me you didn't get around the Olympics last time it was on.
No.
No.
Really?
Not even a pinch.
Didn't watch a ceremony.
Didn't watch
it. Happened to be on a TV at work every now and then. I look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Really?
Not even a little bit.
That's crazy. I couldn't get enough of the Olympics, but it was in COVID.
It sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
I was too busy watching.
I want to see fucking Olympic hula hooping. Who gives a shit? Like this,
Olympic.
The amount of fucking sports.
Oh
are in
yeah,
there.
the gymnastics side of it, like the balls and the ribbons and the clubs.
There's a sport that could get cut. Is this one?
The ribbon.
That shit. I'm all right without that.
Rhythmic dancing, I think, is what the sport is called.
Yeah.
Rhythmic.
As opposed to all the other dancing that's not rhythmic.
With discus and shot put. No, outside of the Olympics, no one cares about these sports.
Yeah, but every primary school does them. You know what I mean? Like, when you have those
sports
carnivals.
Yeah, I think that's
carnivals.
A good reason to have the Olympics that every primary school is doing them.
They're not doing colouring in the lines.
No.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah, hungry. Yeah, I'll bring that
honestly,
back.
If they brought that into the Olympics instead
hungry,
of discus,
hungry,
I'd be
hippo.
Like, okay. Like, oh, mum, can you take me to Rebel Sport?
I've got
to get my discus wear.
Olympic having your ruler on the desk and going.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what
Olympic
like,
trying to make the teacher cry.
you know, top tier at that.
It's weird that you're not married yet, miss.
You're going home alone tonight, aren't you, miss?
Miss, do you just cook for one or is it like, do you waste food?
That's right. BMX.
What is it, like if you open a bottle at home, wine goes off pretty quick. So do you just drink the whole thing one night or do you like share it with friends or?
Yeah, it is break dancing. Break is a style of dancing. Thank
you. The arts shouldn't be in there. Like the artistic ones like that. Like the dancing ones and the...
We've got archery, athletics, badminton, basketball. Basketball 3-on-3. Boxing, canoe, slalom.
If it's not like a weight or a distance or something that's objectively measurable.
BMX freestyle. BMX racing. I like the...
I got a bike and I ride it. I ride it around.
Equestrian fencing. Oh, fencing's not too bad. Football, golf. Golf can fuck off.
Too bad.
Artistic gymnastics. Rhythmic gymnastics.
You know what I want to see is a...
Yep.
Sam, I'm going to have to put so much time into this edit.
Sorry.
It's supposed to come out in 2 days.
What's a pentathlon?
That's where they do like 5 different like field events.
Oh.
I think. What's pent mean?
It's 5. You got it. You're
over it. Yeah, 5 different field events. I think it's they do like, they do all the sprints and then like hurdles and some other shit.
What, all in... What, one by one?
I think, no, I think they all compete in the events individually and then pull their score together, I think.
Do you like artistic swimming, synchronized swimming?
No.
No?
No.
It's old lady exercise. It's not a competition.
They are pretty, they're pretty good.
Yeah, of course they're fit because they're doing nothing else except exercising and then dancing in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, you would hope they'd be fit. You don't want them to get out. How do you think you went? You know, I just wasn't ready for that amount of cardio.
No one told me we'd have to. I just said we had to go underwater.
There's like 8 other cunts in that pool.
I'm supposed to say sink, I can't.
8 cunts in that pool.
I could barely. So much water went up my nose when I went upside down. Nose,
the plug came straight up. As soon as I jumped in, it came off. I've never used one of those before.
Where were these people watching? I didn't know there'd be people here. I thought we were just messing around.
Is this going to be on telly?
Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMATpodcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.